This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
I can't unpoint my finger. What's that about?
You should just press the buttons a whole bunch.
On point my finger.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. You know, it might be a little strange at first because, we probably sound fine. Mike, over here. But Mike and I are in the deal void again.
Do that again.
Mike and I are in the digital void.
That's fun.
And
coming at you live.
So what's happening is you know, last night, to give you guys a little bit of a update on why we're doing it like this. Why are you doing me like this? Hang on, this cable's driving me fucking nuts. Get the fuck
Dude,
out of my face.
In the future, where we're attached to cables to stay alive.
These cables are supplying me with all the nutrients I need to survive my day and to get through my day. This episode is brought to you by Digital Nutrients. This episode's brought to you by Nutrients.
Dude, that's only a matter of time.
It is totally only a matter of time. All right, so here's the deal. So last night I started to not feel so great. And give me a high five, buddy. Keep doing it. More. So... last night I wasn't feeling so good, and I was like, holy shit. So I went to bed hella early. I went to bed at like 9 p.m. or some crazy shit. Like, who the fuck
That's
goes
about
to bed?
A nine.
Dude, I went to bed at like a 9. Only babies go to bed at 9. Babies and really old guys.
That's true. I texted you about the show, and you didn't text me back. And you usually text me back around 2 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
And I was like, Steve is dead, and I'm going to have to go find him.
I know. And there was definite concern the next day when I woke up, and you were like, are you alive? Because I didn't answer you back. But that's a good friend that knows that usually I text back to confirm what time we're doing DB, and everything's usually pretty tight. But what happened today was I slept like fucking 12 hours or some shit. And I woke up and was like, Mike, I feel kind of like shit, man. No, have a snack. I was feeling kind of like shit, buddy. And Mike was like, fuck. Well, all right, here we go. I mean, you know, and look, I might not have COVID, which would be great. Go ahead. Stuff your face. Go ahead, man. You're famished.
I didn't get to eat breakfast.
That's fine, man. I've never had a problem with you just digging right into a snack whenever you want, man. That's the beauty of life and being alive. You can have a snack whenever you want. So there are a piece of popcorn on your head. Oh no, that's a light back there. Anyway, so I might not have COVID, which would be great. But I took a test. I went to take a test this morning, and I hopefully passed. And you know, that's that. So just to be safe, Mike and I are back in the deep. So anyway, Mike and I decided if we're not gonna be able to do what we normally do, which is, you know, sit across from each other and tell jokes and talk about our day and shit. You gotta do this one. Oh, wait, hang on.
Yeah, dude. Digital dance!
Like Donald Duck would dance like this.
Oh.
Anyway.
This is fun.
So we decided to jump back into the dirt. And, you know, because it's more fun than doing Zoom. And this way we can kind of like watch shit together and laugh. And it's the same old show for you audio listeners, probably.
Ish.
You probably won't notice much of a difference. But if you watch the video version of this, there's going to be all sorts of crazy multimedia shit going on. Because this time, I'm filming myself in my apartment. So you can see me IRL. Hi! And Mike's filming himself like last time. And so we're going to cut around to like the digital void and inside our homes and stuff. And it's going to be really fun and great. And as a bonus, Mike and I were talking about doing a bunch of History Roads. So we're just going to jump right in and do a bunch of History Roads. And in between that, Mike, what are we doing?
Dude, so a long time ago when it was safe to be at each other's houses.
Yeah, let me get a close up on you. Oh, shit! It went away!
And there it goes.
Hold on. Hold on. I was going to try to get a close up and there we go.
Well,
all right.
I'll explain.
Here we go.
So thank you so much, and it's a pleasure to be here. A long time ago, when me and Steve used to hang out at his house, one day we watched a bunch of these orientation videos, like fast food orientation videos. And this was like when you got hired at a Wendy's or a Burger King, mm-hmm. or not to mention other sponsors, but at either of those places, they would sit you down in a room by yourself or with one or two other people and show you a VHS tape and hope that you just got it after that.
Because I guess it was more cost effective to like have a tape instead of getting a guy.
Burger instructor.
Right, right. They're like, how do we cut some corners here? In their production line.
So, and Wendy's doesn't do that.
No, not anymore.
So, I just have this fond memory of laughing my balls off. Good tits, Steve.
Thanks, man.
Laughing my balls off while we were watching this particular orientation video. So, I found like three of them. I found one for Wendy's. I found one for another place. And I found one for Blockbuster Video.
Oh, man. I love it.
And so in between History Roads, we'll just have a bunch of stuff to do today, and it'll be like a nice little variety show.
Yeah, that's all. Okay? So why don't
you could watch it with us at home. Easy.
Yeah, so everyone just shut the fuck up and enjoy the show. You know, this is how we got to do it sometimes in this fucking diseased, disgusting world we live in now, where everyone's spitting pretty germs good. At each other, and we're just sucking them down into our throats and getting it.
I don't know if that's a direct quote from Dr. Fauci, but it does sound familiar.
It's very close to what he said in an official capacity. So, guys, yeah, you know, whatever. Mike, anything going on in outside the digital vault that you want
to
talk about?
Tonight, as you're listening to this, if you're a healthy person, you can come to the world famous Hollywood Improv. And you could see the Surrounded show. There's an early show at 7, and there's a late show at 9:45. And we're going to be there all night making yucks. Wear your mask, bring a needle to put in your arm. Whatever do you do, have fun.
Is that what people do
Steve,
out there?
Did you zonk out?
No, I'm good. Is that what people do? They put a
needle in your arm to have a big chance of being safe. Huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, I see. Not the other. See, I was thinking of a different kind of needle.
Put my finger in your
mouth. Let me put here. Taste
this.
What does this taste like?
I was just making a vaccine joke.
Let's get real close in there.
Man, this is
fun. You guys
fun.
Can see that.
This is good.
Here, stick your finger in my mouth again.
I got it. Dude, the little jiggle is what makes it. Dude, right. Could I also tell you a fun thing that I did
Please.
That has nothing to do with anything?
Please.
So I told you about this camera that I got.
Yes.
And it's not a sponsor, so I don't want to say the name of the camera, but it's a Ritto 3D film camera, 35mm film camera.
Wait, what? 35mm?
Yeah, but it's like a kind of a cheap – it has three lenses on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it takes three simultaneous exposures at once.
Okay.
And then you put them together in a GIF or a little animated video thing.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it looks like a 3D picture. And so I fired off my first roll of this because I'm very excited. And I'm getting it – I just walked to go get it developed. And hopefully I'll have it by the end of the day, and I'll be making that stuff.
So on what will that...
photography Instagram. Mike Feltography. At Mike Feltography.
Well, I want to see the hell out of that, but I have a couple of questions if you don't mind.
I want to take pictures of you after your questions.
I would love to take pictures. I would love... I would love to have...
Dude, that's the thing that we should add... to when we're really together.
Yeah, just randomly just stick your finger. Yeah, just randomly stick your finger in my mouth whenever you want. And then I'll go. Anyway, dude, what do the real life photos look like?
It would just look like three simultaneous exposures from slightly different angles.
Wow.
There's one that's head on and there's a left and a right.
Cool. Yeah. I want to see, man. I'm really excited about it.
So it's like a mini, like, you know how they do that shit in the Matrix where they filmed, they took a, like,
yeah, they take a bunch of
65.
Yeah.
It's like that, but with three.
Wow. I want to see it. I can't wait to see it. I'm going to lose my mind.
It's one, two.
Oh, I see that. Hang on, let me see. Can I do three? How'd you do three?
It was tough to figure out. You gotta just do the finger.
Oh, I see.
One.
But just don't count the fourth one. Oh, you gotta do the okie doke. Yeah. There we go.
The okie doke.
One, two, three. Perfect. Nice work. All right. Well, guys, let's get started and read some of these history roads so that we can kind of get caught up. I know you guys have been sending those in. And it's been a while since we've read them, so let's jump right in and read some dang history roads. And Mike, I hope you're ready for this, because I wasn't.
Okay, you mean today in general?
Yeah, so I just took a peek at the first one. I was like, let me set up one history road here before we get started. And it just so happens to be from Cooper from the Digital Void.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, dude.
So we've got we've got an email from Cooper here.
Nice.
Loaded up and
Cooper
ready to go.
Is here. He lives here.
Yes, he does live inside the digital void. God bless him. But he's got an email that says, "This is Cooper from you know where." Great job.
Yes, we do.
Great job, Cooper. It says, "I'd like to start this huge thanks to Jess." Oh, with a huge thanks to Jesse. "Your song was amazing, and to be called a legend by a true DBBB like you is pretty crazy." So he's talking to Jesse right now. So why don't you leave that out of the one that's for us?
Hey, we could forward you Jesse's number.
Yeah, or you could just DM him or something. Just, whatever.
Keep us out
Keep
of your
us
correspondence
out of this.
With Jesse. The show's not for flirting.
No one, absolutely, we've established that. "No one has ever written a song about me and likely never will again."
You don't know that, Cooper.
"So to be able to say Jesse Stillwell wrote a song about me is bonkers. Innumerable thanks, Jesse. You're the real legend here. So I'm honored to finally have crossed paths in this beautiful way." There's more, but I don't know if I want to read it.
Why?
Because so far so bad. This is all just a thanks to Jesse for his great song.
It was a great song.
It was a great song. Honest. "I'm so glad you guys have gotten a kick out of the bit. Seeing how absolutely red Steve got and how hard Mike laughed made me feel a little bit like I'm paying you guys back for all the years of free gigs and chucks. And that's worth a picture of 1,000 words, if you know what I mean. When you guys called initially, there's no way I could have known you would hang up. But no shit. No shit. I'll say no shit to that. But I'd be lying if I said I didn't have a feeling it was coming." Well, I mean. "So, yes, it's true. I did take the chance to seize my moment in a zealous fugue, but I feel all the laughs born of this moment have made my banishment to the void well worth it."
Banished to the Void.
That's a great metal band name. Banished to the Void. Yeah,
there's definitely... That has to exist somewhere.
Don't feel like you have to summon me from the Void, because I've been hanging out with Ozzy, Billy, E.T., and the Mummy, and those guys really know how to get down. But if you'd like to try and settle the matter before the case of Cooper versus Dynamic Banter makes its way to the legal system, you know where to find me. I love you boys and Jesse and Ryan too, if he hasn't been fired yet. Thanks for all the laughs. This has sincerely and truly been Cooper live from the Digital Void.
Cooper, great to hear.
And then he put his phone number in again as if there was a chance we'd call him back.
I wish there was a phone in the DV.
There's no phone to the outside world in the Digital Void.
In the Digital Void, no one could hear you call.
You can't, yeah, like, you imagine trying to pick up a phone in the metaverse. Hello? No, it doesn't work.
It took us 40 minutes to figure out how to put three fingers up.
That's too long, admittedly.
Yes.
This next history road comes from someone named Jeremy, and he calls it History Chode.
Okay.
And says it's short. It says, hey there, BB boys. Second time reader, day one. Oh, sorry. Second time roader.
Can I say something real fast?
Yes.
You said something very funny that I don't want to just breeze past.
I don't remember. What did I say?
You said, this is called History Chode.
Yeah.
And then the first thing you said was, it's short. And I laughed inside to myself.
Well, the email says that.
That's very funny.
It says it's short. Because a chode traditionally is bao yay be.
About yay lee.
You gotta go.
You hear that?
What is that?
That's my watch from a long way away.
Uh oh. High five.
It'll stop in a second. High five for my watch battery watch, working.
I'm doing my thingy in your mouth. Hang on, let me put it in my own mouth.
Give it to me. Good. Can't wait for the at-home shot to that one.
Day one, big fan and all that jazz. I just wanted to share a history road that happened to me recently. Upon listening to your episode, Corona Feels. Whoa, that was a while back. The podcast app I used to listen to your crazy fucking podcast decided malfunction resulting in an audio glitch that played the audio from 2 minutes before over the current audio.
Oh, what a nightmare.
It was like listening to a cacophony of banter, boy, ear, and then there's a word I don't like.
Okay. I can guess which one it is.
I'd rather not say.
I'm not gonna, but I know that I'm right in my mind.
Yes, and you guys know too. And honestly, it's like, whatever. It's a word, right? But you know, sometimes words are triggering.
You don't
and
have to use
no
all the words just because they exist. You don't have to use them.
Right. But I understand that it was like your ears were being taken advantage of without your permission.
Didn't even have to explain it.
And it was the most Dynamic Banter thing I've ever heard. So I thought it might have been an intentional loop caused by one of the sound.
Intentional loop. Caused by
Mike's thing does an intentional loop. That little thing, that machine you use during
the show.
That's
true. I press a button and it causes an intentional loop.
Intentional.
Ding, 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 dong. Let's see. I thought it was an intentional loop caused by one of the soundboards. Y'all used to goof things up and meme around. Used to. I had to wait
this
until
guy
the
hasn't
video.
Listened to the show in a long time.
Yeah, I guess. I had to wait until the video released to see if it was indeed intentional and found out that it wasn't, which made it even funnier. That's all for now. thank you for all the joy you bring us fans through the podcast and everything else you do. Keep on honking those horns and stop lighting the audience. Peace and love, Jeremy.
Why does it always end the game in the middle of the night? Stop it!
Stop it!
Okay, this one. Oh, should we jump into a video now?
You could read one more.
Okay, let's do one more. Okay, we'll do three history roads, and then we'll watch an instructional video together.
I love that. We'll do three history roads, instructional video, add three history roads, instructional video, out.
Love it. I love that, Mike. Will you remember that in a few minutes? Because I won't.
Yes.
Okay. This history road comes from Steven Rodriguez from, it says, History Road Sleeping with P.
Sleeping with P.
Hey guys, my name is Steven and I live in northern New Hampshire where I regularly go hiking and backpacking.
Man, send pictures.
That sounds nice. For my buddy's birthday in October, we spent 2 nights in the Dry River Wilderness. That sounds like a Disneyland.
Coming at you from the Dry River Wilderness.
Well, hold on to your seats. We're about to go on the Dry River Wilderness.
Dude, that also sounds like a VR experience.
The Dry River Wilderness. Dude, there is the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad has that thing where it's like, you're in for the rootness, tootness, right in the way. I wish it did that. Okay. I wish it did that. It doesn't. It says, for my buddy's birthday in October, we spent 2 nights. Oh, I said that already. The temperature on the last night of our trip was forecast to drop to the high 30s. Ooh, not so dry. Damn, after all. After consuming some alcohol, I got into my sleeping bag and went to bed.
In the sleeping bag is a funny apparatus.
It really
is. Get in your slumber bag.
I need to get in my bag. I've got my food bag. I got my book bag. And my sleep bag.
Some people have a shit bag.
Yeah. I'm just going to stick my head in this sleeping bag and go to sleep.
Which you shouldn't do. You shouldn't stick your head in it.
No. Not every bag is a sleeping bag. And we need to talk about that.
That's a great, great point, Steve. Great point.
Thank you, buddy.
We're going to go over the types of bags at the end of the show.
Garbage. There's garbage bags. There's book bags.
Garbage
bag. Laptop bag. All right.
L.O.B. bag.
L.O.B. bag. There's bean bags.
Bean bag.
excuse me.
Great American Song is a bag that we haven't mentioned before.
That's right. That song bag. The song bag. I forgot all about it. How could we? In the middle of the night, I was very chilly, very lazy, and had to pee super hard. So I found a Ziploc bag. Oh, that's a different kind of bag.
Another bag. One you cannot sleep in.
A sealed bag. And without leaving the tent, peed in it. You peed in a Ziploc bag? All right.
I mean, sometimes the cold makes you do very weird, very desperate things.
Absolutely, Mike. I'm sorry. I was like...
Absolutely. I didn't know if I blew your mind with that
factoid. I had to think about it for a second. I really had to mull it over in the old coconut. He peed in the Ziploc bag and almost overfilled. And he said, but I got the bag zipped up and realized that it was quite warm.
Oh, I love where this story is going. I love
it. Me too, man. Truly. I double bagged it and kept it in my sleeping bag to generate extra heat.
Kind of smart. Kind of exactly what they do in a scuba situation.
And it was super gross, but worked quite well. I only know one person who listens to this garbage. Shout out to Hannah. So hopefully they can keep a secret. P.S.
A peacrit.
If you ever get into trouble hiking in the White Mountains region of New Hampshire... I'm a member of the local volunteer search and rescue team and will try not to spin you.
Dude, thank you.
Thank you so much, Steven. That's and this is a great email. It's a perfect history road. It's got good humor. It doesn't push the line of like trying to be a funny boy. It's just a straight facts. good time.
That's a history road.
That's a history road.
That's a perfect history road.
This is a history road of the month. How about that?
History road of the month.
History first road ever, of the probably. Month. First ever history road of the month goes to Steven Rodriguez. Welcome to that first time, last time thing we'll ever do.
Never write again.
But Mike, you know what I was going to say about this pee bag? Very ingenious. You fucking pee bag. Get the fuck out of here, pee bag.
Get out of here, pee bag.
So this fucking pee bag comes into my yard. Gonna...
I love it.
In walks this fucking pee bag. But I'll tell you, ingenious, truly ingenious, great job. Like, my hat's off to you, obviously. Great MacGyver moment, if you will.
Yes, very resourceful.
But for
very
me,
resourceful.
Oh yeah, yeah. Super resourceful. Yes. Yeah, like survival TV show shit. Like piss into a bag and then double bag it and put it near you for extra warmth. I feel like that's something that Bear Grylls guys probably suggested or done and we didn't even realize or something, you know?
Sure.
But here's what I'll say about it. In a world where I do that and I put it in a double bag and I keep it in my sleeping bag, I swear there's a high likelihood and I'm going to roll onto that boy and break it open and I'm going to be in my piss.
And then you're cold and in your piss.
Then you're cold and in your piss. And then you walk out of the tent and you smell like piss. And you're all pissed up. And everything smells like
piss.
You
got a rash.
You got a rash.
Baby's rash.
Ugh. Imagine smelling like piss all day.
I imagine it.
All right.
Dude, I thought about something random that you said the other, like months and months ago. Mm-hmm. Remember when you randomly said, I'm thinking about getting into piss?
Yeah, man.
I thought about that and I laughed really hard. And then I just thought, this is very like stupid. I don't know even why I'm prefacing this because everything we say is very stupid, very like elementary school humor. But I just thought about the phrase said by a grown man, I'm thinking about getting into jerking off. And I laughed. I was by myself, dude. And I laughed so hard.
I'm thinking about getting into jacking off.
I'm thinking about getting into jacking off.
Dude, that's so fucking like someone who just hasn't yet.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it a whirl.
Give this piss thing a try.
I'm gonna make me think about getting into piss.
I'm gonna think about piss. All right, Mike. So we got, what do we have here? We've got, let's take a look. Well,
what's
the Wendy's Grill Skills video.
I love it. So I think this is legendary, Mike.
I haven't seen this.
I think you showed this to me.
No, I showed you the chili that can be mixed with cheese, which is this
I think
one.
It's part of this.
No, this
is,
this like
is a 15-minute thing.
This one's different because this one's more 80s. That one's more 90s.
Okay.
So this is the Wendy's training video. Chili can be served with cheese.
Now, can they see this on the screen?
They will because I'm going to give it to Ryan.
Oh, perfect. Dude, making a song. Okay, so you're 16 and you apply for your first job.
Right.
And somebody sits you down in a room and says, memorize these rap lyrics. And then you'll know how to work here. That's so funny.
Dude, and I'm sure it worked. And I bet these guys, some of them, were humming this song to themselves while they were doing it.
Oh, and like tapping their foot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You go through like, you come in the morning and you're like, fuck, what's the first thing I do? And then, okay, got it.
Didn't fill it to the top. You gotta fill it to that line. Give me some with cheese.
Dude, think about the guy, the singer in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if he's never worked at Wendy's ever.
I know.
He's kind of in the studio with the producer, and he's like, put the cheese in the cup. Okay, so when I say put the cheese in the cup, am I doing like a little run? Is there room for a run? Cheese in the cup. Ooh! No. Is there room for it?
No, actually, we should show you the video while you do it. Here.
Okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to give you just the video, and you go ahead and narrate it with the rap lyrics you have there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hitting play from 112 now.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then put the chili cup in between the soda and the burger, come on. Is there kind of room for a come on?
It looked like there was, so go for it.
Okay.
Can I try
one?
Can
we go back? Yeah.
I don't like doing a line read, but, you know, maybe try something like this.
Tell me.
The chili goes on the tray, and that's it.
You don't... Okay, I can do that, and I will do that if that's what you want. It's maybe not as fun as the exact placement between the soda and the burger, came
out. And you know what? Can I say something? Maybe that's why I'm the audio engineer.
You can say no more.
And you're the
artist. Say no more.
Okay, so so that, I don't think it's from the same video, Mike. You think it's from the same video?
Okay. I thought, I saw a lot of clips, and I was like, maybe these are people pulling the funniest moments from this.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe it is. I could be wrong. But we're going to find out right now, because Mike sent in this this one for us to watch, and it's called...
Also, if this is too long and bad, we can...
Yeah, and we could skip around in it, too. I'll just be sure to say where we're at while we skip around. Ooh. Oh, fuck.
Nothing better than 80s, 90s graphics, because they were so limited, and it's basically just... two-dimensional words flipping around in a 3D space.
Right. Grill skill. Grill skill.
I love how they thought, if you're going to teach someone something in the 80s or 90s, it better be in song form.
There he is.
Dave Thomas.
It's Dave Thomas. A lot
the
of
penguin.
You young kids might not know who this is, but this guy in the business. He said business. So?
Well, he's a southern man. 100% I think.
100% pure.
Dude, correct me if I'm wrong, but Dave Thomas was loved universally
beloved.
By everybody.
Beloved. How can you not love this cute old man? Look at this guy. Don't you just want to give him a snuggle?
He kind of looks like if Alfred Hitchcock got into making burgers.
I just want to give that
Alfred
boy
Hitchcock
a raspberry.
He looks like a sad cartoon character.
He looks like he gives real
old
good
fashion.
Hugs.
Yeah, it does. He looks like you go over his house for Christmas and he dresses up as Santa the night before the kids go to bed.
Absolutely. It also makes the patty larger, so they'll hang over the edge of the bun,
and people will like that. Dude, get nothing better than getting out of breath in the middle of
something. People like that.
I'm not a burger at the best. Make the hamburger big.
We want the hamburger to be big when you give it to him.
Give it a little kiss to make it big.
Here at Wendy's, we want to give you a little kiss.
You're going to want to come down to Wendy's first thing we do as soon as you walk in the door. Give you a little kiss.
We're going to give you a little kiss. Every burger. And if you don't want it, every burger's got a little kiss.
Let us kiss your stomach through the burger.
Let's kiss your stuff.
Here at Wendy's, we kiss all your stuff.
We're gonna get... Whoa, look at this shit.
This is
some fucking art
this is
school
like a TikTok.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, what's up?
So here we have a young man. A
couple young gentlemen greeting each other for the day's work. They look fresh-faced and excited to go to work.
Hey. Hi, Bill, you fuck. Keep your eyes up, Bill. Sexual harassment is rampant.
What's up, snitch? I mean, Bill.
Oh, Narc is here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Bill.
Does anybody smell a rat?
That's just the chili.
I'm going to show you a few things you might not already know. The meat is here in the cold well, and the cheese is over here.
And so the snitch is over
the
here.
Manager. She points at him. And he points at him. Yeah. So presumably the manager, because she has a different t-shirt and bolo tie than everybody else, is showing Bill around for his first day.
The grill training tape. Watch it right here in the kitchen where everyone's working.
We put a TV over the stove.
Right in the way of the fryer.
You gotta cook the meat or you give them salmonella, Cameroon.
Cameroon.
All right, so now the TV is on fire and that can't be good.
This guy's popping out of the TV going, you broke this shit. You're in trouble.
You broke, you pay.
You break it, you buy. Oh, he's going to the digital void.
Digital void.
Oh, here we go.
So now we start rapping.
Oh, wow.
There's a rap and a dance to teach you how to make burgers and not make the customers
sick. This guy's dancing
sick.
Around him like... The grill, Bill, it ain't so tough. But first of all, you got to check your
stuff. Like a grill that said it, 250 with the meat and cheese. Dude, there's nothing... I'm sorry, dude. There's nothing better than this. But most of all, you got to have
your tool. Your tool?
Which he's now playing like a guitar.
Which isn't
so
very sanitary, if you're going to ask me.
Dude, this is so terrific. You gotta follow the arrow to lay it down
like you should. From the front Whoa, to the back, you gotta meat's got a grade to
meat
it just,
is
like,
just
wood.
Like wood. You've seen wood.
If you've
this
ever
is
seen
wood from
wood.
A cow.
This is wood you eat. Whoa, that was
cut open a cow and you take out the wood. Salt the wood. Salt the
this
wood.
Is grade A cow wood.
Oh my god, that was my favorite thing we ever got from our home cooking delivery sponsor.
Was it? Yeah, same.
Dude, I know we've said it before, but the funniest thing to possibly think about is this dude on his first day of work being like, okay, and you pat the wood, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you dance around and you got your tool.
Oh no, there's nightmares. There's nightmares in this.
Yeah, now the uncooked beef has eyes and a mouth and is sick and earrings.
We were alive. We were a cow.
We had feelings.
We had friends and a mom.
We were just eating grass one day, and now we go to someone who doesn't want to cook. Are you a fan of the square burgers?
I like the square burger, Mike.
Me too.
I'm done
Me
with
too.
This one. Yeah, I like
You're
it.
You're not a fan, huh?
No, it's fine. I'm having a real good time with it for sure. I guess I'm really threatened sexually by this man who's singing at me.
I understand that.
Look at this guy.
Dude, can you pause it for a second?
Yeah.
I love, and we're paused here at 6:15. checking his
what
watch
a great
here.
Time.
I love that the rapper is also wearing the Wendy's uniform, which is a green golf shirt with a white collar and white horizontal stripes. But if you look at the stripes on the rapper's outfit, they're like sparkly as shit. Because he's the magic digital
yeah,
boy
he's like
version
bedazzled.
Of the Wendy's employee. Yes.
Yeah. Which would be cool if they were allowed to wear that.
Right, which they are not.
Absolutely not. Don't ever come into work wearing that. Anything like that. Yeah. But when you see
red juices rise, turn the Starting it up again in 6 minutes. Don't scrape the grill. We want it wet, you see.
And keep the meat moist so it's hot and juicy. Keep that meat moist.
Keep that meat wet or else you're an idiot. We won't actually give you medals for serving a patty.
What is that music? It's some classical.
That's the Olympic music.
Is it? God damn it. That's so funny. Right, because he got a medal. That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Where do I start? I kind of didn't retain any of that.
Dude, he sings this whole song. It's beautifully done, well rehearsed, and then he just gives the new guy the spatula.
He's like, now it's your turn.
Got it.
What arrows?
Front to back.
They make arrows in the burger. Cows have naturally forming arrows.
Just like wood.
Just like.
Not too little, not too much. With the little finesse, I think I'm getting it.
Interesting. I like not too little, not too much. It's kind of like a it's down to human error at that point. So, like, if someone's having, like, a, man, I got to get through this meal. I got to make this shit. I'm going home in 2 minutes. I'm going to clock off. Someone could just, like, dump salt on a fucking burger. You know, and like you might get a super salty burger and you're like, whoa, that's better than the burger I had last week.
Thinking about getting into clocking off.
Thinking about getting into clogging up for my job.
Dude, so it's also very, very nice of the rapper. Because the rapper could have just finished the song and handed over the spatula.
Right.
And be like, this is it. Now, if you don't do it, you get fucking canned. Shit right. canned.
You're going to get fired.
But he's like staying there, going through the steps with the
he's
new
employee.
He's
there with him, yeah, in this digital world. He's like a little guide.
Yes.
And he's now is the part of the song where he sings about how he's a snitch. I like this this thing they never talk about that something he did that they all resent him about.
Press him now, right?
But you never know what it is. They never talk about it. They just call him a snitch.
Just remember, now that it's the end of the song, that we know what you did.
No one else knew what you fucking knew.
You're the only person who could have told.
Hey, hey. Wow, he's like
dude,
encouraging
this makes me
him.
Think that, yeah, well, he's doing a great job.
Okay, what's next?
This makes me think that let's I could see. Work at Wendy's.
Me too. Assaulted, let's just go into it and clock into a Wendy's later today.
Yeah, like we watched that video from 1987.
Yeah, we know what
can
to do.
Work here now? Do how much of this before, that we're watching right now do you press, think is like automated and way different?
Oh, so much of it. I bet it's we should reach out to someone who works at a Wendy's and just say, "Hey,
yeah,
can
you
watch this video
anybody.
And tell us if this
when
is like
you
now?"
Right. You can turn that patty to the other side. Don't scrape the grill. We want
to oh, yeah, finishing each other's
sentences.
He's
singing with
it. So it's hot and juicy. And when those red juices no longer rise, you can serve that patty. It'll win a prize. It takes just about 4 minutes to cook. But just to make
did you
sure
just say faux?
Dude, how fucking funny would it be if the rapper was like, why'd you change your voice?
Yeah. Hey, man, you're doing great, but why'd you change your voice?
Hey, man, just sound like you. Just do the thing where you sound like you.
You don't have to you don't have to sound like me. You can do you.
Just be yourself. You're making everybody nervous.
All right, I'm done with this one.
Dude, could they, when we play the audio of the podcast, the people just listening to this,
they're going
to
hear
watching
it.
The
yeah,
video, could they hear
it?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, they'll hear
I
it.
I love it.
Yeah, at least you guys will hear it, which is fun. And then if you guys want to watch it with us, you can certainly do that at youtube.com/dynamicbanter.
Banter.
All right, you guys ready for some more History Roads, you son of a bitch?
I would definitely recommend, well, the format, Steve. We said we were going to do the ads.
Okay, and I'm glad you reminded me, buddy, because I've got that
ad. And you promised me I would.
I did, and I made you promise, and I made you crisscross applesauce.
Dude, I would definitely recommend, like, if you're, you know, hanging out with your friends and getting a little, we'll call it loosey-goosey, to borrow a phrase, I would definitely recommend looking up as many of these as you possibly can and trying not to laugh with your friends. And it's impossible.
Oh, it's so fun. It's so stupid fun to watch this shit.
Yes.
Especially under a little bit of inebriacion. Guys, let's talk about Squarespace really quick. Boy, we love Squarespace because Mike, you know, Mike has uses Squarespace for his website, MikeFalzone.com, and also yes. They're one of our longest sponsors on the show. So how about that?
And such a great sponsor and such a great sponsor of internet content in general. One of the early adapters to supporting people who make content on the internet. And they've stuck with those people for a long time. And they've also helped through making really easy to manage websites. It used to be like, I want to make a website. I need like a web manager and I need to pay that person money that I don't have just to have a web presence to call my own. Still unbelievably important to have a web presence that you call your own, that's not beholden to somebody else. But now it's so easy and you could do it all yourself, and that's because of Squarespace.
That's right. And if you want to use Squarespace for all of your e-commerce or you're putting out your ideas there or all the stuff Mike was talking about, then it's so easy to do. You can do it on your phone, you can do it on your computer, and there's a 24-hour customer support line that's there to help you with anything you need help with. And that's their promise from Squarespace. I'll tell you, I don't have the exact copy in front of me, but I remember that if you want to check this out yourself, you can go to squarespace.com/banter. You check that out, and when you're ready to launch, you can use that offer code BANTER, and you get 10% off that domain by going to squarespace.com/banter, using that offer code BANTER to get 10% off on Squarespace. Yeah. And how about that, guys? Easy as pie.
Easy as pie. 24/7 customer service. You can make it look exactly the way you want to with just a few clicks of a button. Award-winning templates. Really easy to change whenever you want to change it. Again, not beholden to anybody else. Your own little slice of the internet made super easy by Squarespace.
That's right. So why don't you stop listening to these boys about it and go check it out yourself. Squarespace.com/banter. Use that offer code BANTER when you're ready to launch that site. Huh? Thank you so much, Squarespace. Guys, let's talk about Feels. Ooh, Feels is great because Feels has helped me. Feels has helped Mike. You know, Feels has helped my friends who have had issues with sleeping and, you know, they want to use something natural. They don't want to go over the counter for stuff to feel better. They want to go natural. And I don't blame them. Because there's a lot of stuff out there, and Feels is just a better way to feel better. It's premium CBD that keeps your head clear and helps you feel your best. And we'll say that CBD has been proven to greatly reduce anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. And I'll tell you, I have all those things. Check, check, check. And CBD certainly has helped me curb a lot of those things and sleep better and all that good stuff. But you know what? Hey, maybe you're new to CBD. You don't know what the heck's going on. Well, Feels offers a free CBD hotline to help guide you through the discovery process. And it shows you in really easy to follow instructions how to use them. Basically, you put like a little drop on your tongue or something. And the next thing you know, hey, you're feeling kind of sleepy or you feel better or whatever. There's all sorts of dosages for how you're feeling and how you want to feel. And all of that stuff is available to check out on Feels. With Feels Hotline, or if you want to check out their site, you could just read all about it there. But yes, Mike and I fully endorse this stuff. We like it. We use it. I think it's great. What more could you ask for, huh? Huh?
Huh?
Huh?
Huh? Dude, also, here's another point that I don't think we've talked about before.
Go ahead, Mike.
We're all getting older. You know who else is getting older? Our parents.
That's
our
right.
Our parents are just kind of in pain all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're of a different generation who thinks about these things very differently. Mm-hmm. And it might be worth it to have a conversation with your parents if they're achy, they got achy joints, they got arthritis, whatever they got, about the benefits that CBD might have for them to make their life more comfortable, make it easier for them to cope and move around. And that's a conversation that's worth having with your parents.
I love that, Mike. Well, very well said, my friend.
Or any older person that you know.
That's right. It may not be you yet, but it will be. So why don't you start feeling better with Feels, guys? Become a member today by going to feels.com/banter, and you're going to get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's Feels, feals.com/banter. And you become a member and get 50% off, automatically taken off your first order with free shipping at feels.com /banter. Thanks, Feels.
I think somebody just knocked on my door, but I'm going to ignore it.
You should.
Because I'm in a different space.
Tell them you're in the digital void. They'll understand.
I can't make it to the door. I'm in the digital void.
I'm in the digital void.
Can we get one more of these before the next ad? Could we get one more?
Hey, guys. And last but certainly not least, by any means, we're also sponsored by Honey. Ooh, today's episode is sponsored by Honey. And we all shop online. And we've all seen that promo code field. We've talked about this promo code field. It taunts us. It says, hey, something belongs here, but you don't know it. So move along, you pleb. Well, not with Honey, baby, because Honey manually searches for manually searches for automatic codes. What does that mean? Well, you know, I'm getting I'm feeling the heat, Mike. Feeling not so good.
Sometimes you get a little glitched out in the voice.
After this, I'm going to go straight to bed. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past, because Honey automatically searches for those promo codes for you. It's a free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. And Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, from like high-tech gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. How about that?
Yeah.
So here's how it
works.
Dude,
I've bought clothes.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
At a discounted rate.
Yeah.
I bought computer stuff, hard drive stuff at discounted rate.
Yeah, dude.
And you never know. It's like Steve said. You get to checkout. You know that there is an option to do some kind of digital gift certificate, but you almost never have one. And so it's like a little robot that says, let me scour the entire internet to see if anything's available.
Right.
And then you get your stuff for cheaper.
Absolutely right, Mike. And that's how easy it is. And Mike knows what he's talking about because he's used the dang thing. All right?
Yes.
And here's the deal. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. That's a lot of money to save because it finds those codes. And that's really good. So if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Isn't that nice? Think about that for a second. Do you enjoy this show? Well, then, hey, why don't you check it out and get this free thing? Why don't you get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/banter. That's joinhoney.com/banter.
This is my favorite part, when we take a break to dance. Who needs human interaction, dude?
This is all I need. I'm happy.
We're never going to get sick again.
We'll never get sick because we can hang out with our friends all day like this. Yay, I'm happy. I'm happy.
It's like that movie Virtuosity, kind of.
All right. Let's get back to them history roads, huh?
Please.
Sure, we got more than a few in there still. Ah?
How we doing? Let's double check all this stuff. Still going?
Yeah, how
still
you doing over there?
James Corden. Great. Really great.
All right. Guys.
Me gotta... personally? Great.
Great? Good. That's all I want. This email comes from Cortland. That's a name I've never heard. Cortland.
Dude, Cortland, Oregon?
Is Cortland like the male version of Courtney?
Oh my goodness gracious, Cortland.
Cortland, Oregon.
Dude, that's like mom and dad are in the delivery room. And the mom's like, how about Cortland? And the dad's like, fine.
Whatever. Can we just go the fuck home? Yes.
Fine. If you didn't like Eric, just say you didn't like Eric.
So no on Eric is what you're saying. We're going Cortland.
Fine. I actually think that having... I'm down for the unique names.
Oh, yeah.
Too many Mikes. Too many Steves.
Agreed.
I mean?
Agreed. Let's have Cortland. Some fun out there. Throw Cortland. Throw a Fontgomery in there. What about
Fontgomery, you said? Yeah. Is that the name of one of those apps where you can make stand-up flyers? You can put words on pictures?
Fontgomery needs a monthly subscription to unlock all of its features. Cortland says, happy 2022, Mike and Steve.
Yeah, you too.
You know that white goop you get in your eyes that... Oh, sorry. The subject line is my dad and smegma.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right.
Cortland. How alive is the person singing right now?
As dead as you can be. You know how when you're a kid you get... spit built up in the corner of your lips. You know that white goop you get in your eyes that most people call goop
is this,
or sleep?
Can I say something?
Go ahead, buddy.
Is this going to be somebody teaching us, presumably, what smegma is? You think you're gonna type your email and teach two grown men in their late 30s? What smegma is all
no,
about?
No, I don't think that's what he's doing here, but we'll see. Because certainly not, you're not going to teach us that. If okay. anything involves the penis or some other funny male function, then we're going to know about it pretty good. We're going to know it pretty
We've been
well.
Laughing about it for 20 years.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? He says, my father, the genius that he is, decided that me and my sister would refer to that goop slash sleep as smegma.
Fun.
Now, most people refer to their Richard Cheese, quote unquote, as smegma, but not me.
Richard Cheese.
For 22
That's what we're
years.
Looking at right now.
We are looking at the cheese.
That was the part
the...
of the Wendy's song that we omitted.
For 22 years, I referred to it as smegma. I'd tell other kids, teachers, coworkers, my girlfriend, that they had smegma in their eyes and on their lips.
No,
we finally confronted my dad about it last year, 6 years after we figured it out. And he just sat there and smiled and giggled at the 22-year curse he placed on myself and my sister.
I love it. What a nice family heirloom to pass
Totally.
Down.
I think the lesson here is that I'll be calling it smegma when my kid is old enough to speak. Cortland M. of I'm sorry. Tussawasin? From Tussawasin, B.C.,
Tucson,
Canada.
It's pronounced.
From British Columbia, Canada.
It's That's great. Thank you for...
Tussawasin. Tussawasin. Just try and say it, Steve. P.S. Steve, you're still not forgiven for telling me to go fuck myself when I asked you to sing Kiss from a Rose on Instagram Live. All right, Cortland.
When was that?
I don't know. I do that quite a bit.
Do you not like that song?
I love it. I must have just been joking.
What a fun song.
I love that song.
Dude, that's one of those songs where it's like there's so much nostalgia.
Oh, yeah. Instant.
Yeah.
Instant
that makes
good
me
feelings.
Think of like, I still remember the video. I remember like summer camp trying to memorize the lyrics to that song, not knowing what the actual lyrics to that song was until I was like 30.
Right. I used to think it was Kiss from a Rose on the Gray.
Gray?
On the Grave.
Grave.
Grave. This email is a Star Wars history road from Ben. He says, hello, boys. It recently came to my attention an interesting Star Wars fact that I thought you might like to know. I'm sure you're both familiar with the music that plays in the Mos Eisley Cantina in episode 4, A New Hope. Mike, are you familiar with this music?
Yes, it's the one that's like boop a deep beep ba doop deep doop baby.
That's the one. Sounds just like that.
That's the one that's like, put the cheese on the burger and pat it down.
And if you do it right, we are in then, the cantina then we'll now. Stop calling you a snitch.
Yes.
So this is something I've known for a while. I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but it's funny that this person's bringing this up because it is very funny. And I think it's, I think if you don't know this, this is a good bit for you to know.
Okay.
That's a genre of music, Mike. The music that's playing in the cantina there.
Yes.
It's a genre in the Star Wars universe. You know, like rock or, you know, hip-hop, yeah, I know about genre. Classical. Yeah. Okay, so in this, in the Star Wars universe, the genre of music that is that's called jizz music.
No.
Not kidding, dude.
What?
Mike threw his soda on the ground.
What did you just say to me?
It's called jizz, dude. George Lucas jizz. Called it jizz.
Why?
Like jazz, it's but jazz? It's from space.
It's, shouldn't it be called spaz?
Spaz would have been way better. But they're right. He says that's it turns out funny. This genre of music within Star Wars is called jizz. And someone decided this in 1995. There's also a band in Star Wars called Evar Orbis and his Galactic Jizz Whalers, which plays jizz music. And yeah, jizz whaler is a type of profession in the universe of Star Wars.
How much you get paid for being a jizz whaler? 1,000 score tax an hour.
I really hope. Oh, here we go. Amanda sends a history road saying, Weenie Ranch. Hey, beep, 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 boys. My husbands. It says husbands. Oh. It totally says husbands.
I like it. Live me your too. Lifestyle.
That's very progressive. My husbands them and well. I were grocery shopping, and we needed ranch. I look over lovingly into my husband's eyes and say, we need ranch. But in reality, it came out as Weenie Ranch. And we had a good laugh about an alternate phrase for cum. Weenie Ranch. Peace and love, Amanda. I don't hate it either. I think it's great. Peace and love,
Amanda. That's great.
Weenie Ranch. Great job.
Hey, you got any Weenie Ranch for this, for these fries?
This email comes from Sarah. She says, my family thinks I'm funny because you're funny. That's not how you pronounce it, but that's okay. What did I say, Sarah? Oh, I didn't do your last name. I was with my family for Christmas and we were playing a game where we're all given a prompt and each recorded, and each needed to list as many answers as possible in the time given. A relevant example, famous Toms. At the end of the round, my brother said, I couldn't think of his name, but Tom from the Big Movie. And I responded, oh, you mean Tom Hanks becomes a large man? To many laughs of understanding, drunk on power, I kept going. Large piano playing Tom Hanks. And my mom started laughing. Cry laughing. I, of course, gave you no credit. Because if I mentioned this silly cum podcast, I'd be disowned. And trust me, that all internet internal pride I felt was directed at the two funny horn-born boys who perfected the joke. It felt like the best...
Hey, Sarah, no last name? I'm telling you right now, you're a dirty hack comedian.
Absolutely. Get your own material. How
dare you? No, I'm glad you made your family laugh. That's beautiful.
It felt like the best inside joke I could only share with my fellow DBBBBBs, but thanks for making my family laugh. Keep producing content I can usurp and regurgitate as a personality trait. Wow, I'm kidding, sorta, Sarah. All right.
Great job, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Wish we were there.
And we're going to respect the format, and we're going to jump into another commercial. All right. Which I think will make it our last, because we're past an hour.
Yeah. Do we want to do, what do you want to do?
Well, I was just going to hit shuffle and see where what it gives us.
Well, we,
unless you think there was one shuffle in our,
I sent you those videos.
No, shuffle in the video, in the, within the videos you sent.
What did I give you? I gave you the big long
you
one
sent me
from before. I gave you the Blockbuster one, which is also kind of long.
And then something called Old Country Buffet training video.
What is that? That's the one where the guy teaches. You know how when you go to a buffet, there's always a guy who's like slicing
meat?
Yeah. And he's like teaching the guy how to slice meat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think this has been like memed 1,000 times.
This has been?
But I think it's very good.
Should we look at that one?
Sure.
Let's do it. Old Country Buffet training video.
We'll begin with your second shift duty, greeting and serving
guests.
Greeting and serving guests. Here we go.
Boy, I'll say. Well, that's great. Would you care for some time with me?
Oh, boy, I'll say.
All right.
Making friendly conversations.
This guy looks like a minor league baseball.
I was just going to say, dude, that guy looks like he's definitely done bad stuff.
For sure. He's like on probation, but he was also an athlete and he like tore his ACL or something.
Oh shit.
And he can no longer.
Yeah, I want to get to that close up again because I want to talk about him in that close up. He looks like he's shotgunned a few beers in his day.
Right before that. Dude, that's like just the most generic white dude face I've ever
seen. It's like captain of the football team. Kind of dude.
Dude, this joke has kind of been done to death by this point, but this is like when you create your character in a baseball game, this is like the default case.
Right, right. I love it. All right, I'm hitting play at 12 seconds.
All right.
Making friendly conversations like this is a big part of greeting and serving guests. At other buffet-style restaurants,
look at him.
Dude, I love the examples. Like, if you don't know how to make small talk.
Right.
No one.
So, how have you been out there today?
How's all the weather?
How are you out there right now?
Can I help you walk around?
May I have your plate forever?
By greeting the guest warmly,
may I have this dance? Fuck, I mean, how much would you
say to our guests,
money do you have?
We're glad you're here. Let's take a closer look at greeting guests.
Here we go. Greeting and serving guests. Okay.
Guests should begin something like this.
Good evening.
Or.
Oh.
Hi, how are you?
Once you've greeted the guest.
That's it.
A brief conversation.
You have to care about the answer.
The guest
can
answer in a sentence or two. You might ask something like this.
Is it still hot out there?
Or this?
Did you catch a game?
Regardless,
last night?
It was the winter.
What are you talking about? It's not hot at all.
It's my favorite.
They're out of lasagna.
To hold quick conversations with our younger guests too. Children often play a big part in deciding which.
Don't forget to talk to the children.
You guys like adult drugs?
You know, in the future, porn's gonna be on your phone.
Or this.
What part of your body do you usually sweat on when you're scared?
Held a brief conversation. It's time to move on to
when you bite your nails, you swallow them or spit them out?
You ever try to squeeze a baseball as hard as you can for a couple hours?
Once guests have chosen what meat they want, you'll carve.
Is your mom single?
Exactly what size of slice you'll serve.
Go get me your dad's car keys.
If you want a piece of pie, you're going to have to bring your dad's keys.
Could have given you a bigger slice, but you didn't bring your dad's keys. So.
Holy shit. Plate has very
that food looks like
how
shit.
How much meat does your mom like to be served?
Lay it over the bare portion of the plate.
How much of this can you fit in your tummy?
Usually prefer smaller portions. Carve them a smaller cut.
You think you'll throw up if you get a slice like this?
What if I put this knife up to my like cheek for a second?
Sometimes your mom's dress is ugly. Exactly. That'll be our secret.
Let's see how long I can stare at you until I'm fired.
Dude, look at how much taller this lady is than this guy.
Holy shit. Is this a small guy?
Actually, hey, why don't you eat your vegetables so you can grow up to be like your giant mom?
If a guest asks you,
is that what you're going to look like?
Slice of that roast beef, please.
Say something like this.
Whoa.
I'd be glad to carve you that. Thinner slices are more tender, though. Would that be all right? You can always come back up for more.
Okay.
Of course, didn't ask for your life fucking story.
No matter what the topic of your conversation
I'm kind of going through a rough time. If you could just cut me some chicken, that would be great. I don't give a fuck about the width of the slice of chicken you cut me.
Give me the shit.
Asking how's that makes sure guests are happy with the
slice. Hey, maybe if you gave me the slice width I asked for, you wouldn't have to give me 8 tiny slices on top of me. What do you think about that, Greg?
Guests will sometimes ask you questions about the food we serve and how we prepare it.
I'd like to take a whiff of that mustache.
Make the most opportunities to learn about our
menu. Let me slice that mustache off your
face. Let me get a spliff of that mustache.
You look like a Guess Who character.
Let me sip that mustache.
Is usually a good place to start.
You look like a Guess Who character.
Your third shift duty is maintaining the carving station.
Why don't you get my manager out here so I can walk?
Hold on, let me switch out this human meat for cow.
Throughout your shift, you'll complete routine cleaning and maintenance tasks to return your station to
its original
appearance. Here are some of the tasks you'll
complete. Look at him cleaning up real nice.
You're going to want to spray bleach onto the meat.
This is a dragon egg.
Spoil the appearance of your station. Discard the used paper towels in the waste basket.
That's what the gremlins came out
of,
those cocoons.
That's 100% right.
Then,
what if someone brought that piece of meat to you right now?
And stainless steel surfaces.
And just dropped it.
Put it down on
between groups of guests to wipe your carving knives and
wipe the blood off your knife. All right.
Dude, as soon as the Flintstones come to pick up their giant slab of beef in their car with their feeties in the bottom.
All right. Well, listen up, guys. Here's the deal. I think we had a pretty fun episode watching some old training videos and reading your history roads and having a time in the digital world.
I hope that your test comes back a failure.
Thank you.
And I hope that you are not sick, and I hope that we're able to see each other next week.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, every other sick, test I've taken has come back failure.
Yes. Uh-huh. For me. Dude, if you're feeling good, the King of Hollywood will perhaps
I would love to see that.
Tomorrow night's Surrounded show.
That's ideal.
For tickets, you can go to the link in my bio, and there's tickets there. And I'd love to see you.
I would love to see you, too. And I would love to go to that show, because I had a really fun time that last time I went.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, listen, thank you for listening to the show. We hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget that,
don't ever forget.
Don't ever forget, bro.
Yes.
All right.
This is a goddamn mess.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.